Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
And I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Somebody asked me, are you ever going to stop being that godfather of whiskey? I was like, no, I'm an alcoholic.
Explains it all.
I said, even if the doctor tells me, yeah, JB, you probably shouldn't have another drink, I'll be sipping it right there and I'll be like, really? What kind of drinks? Like, I don't know. It depends. Like, you know, if I got told you can't have another drink, whatever shit, I'd probably go home and open up whatever rare shit I have left and drink the shit out of it and then be like, all right, after today, then he meant after today. Yeah.
He didn't put any stipulations on it per se.
Yeah, he didn't put time frames.
You know, no deadline, none of that. So I'm just going to assume this is okay. And I'm just going to keep sipping.
Yeah, yeah. I won't go out.
Told otherwise.
I won't go out and buy it or sip it at bars anymore or whatever and shit. Like, ain't that a bitch? I can't drink that, but I can drink these sugary ass fucking cocktail or mocktails and like, well, I don't drink soda, but it's to say I did. I could drink sodas and shit like that. That'd be a motherfucker. Like, you know, that got the same amount of sugar as anything else. It's even worse, actually.
I was about to say, it's actually worse.
Bruh. And tequila, people, I don't know if you knew this, it is the cleanest alcoholic beverage you could ever have, if you drink it correctly, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
By correctly, I mean like the additive-free shit, not any of the other bullshit or whatever, stuff like that. So Cody will be happy to know that Terramana is now part of that tequila lawsuit that Don Julio, I forgot what the other brands were in there. 818, I think, was in there. You know, all the ones that are...
all them bullshit brands.
Basically, all the ones that are claiming to be 100% agave and stuff. And they're really not.
Goddamn well, they ain't 100%. take one little sip of any of those, you already know.
I always love when people post, like, got the Don Julio.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. You do you then, I guess. Hey.
When did Don Julio become a flex?
It's like base Hennessy.
Yeah.
You understand? You know, it's like that base shit is nothing. It doesn't mean shit. That's like bile.
If we didn't ever do that worst of episode or whatever, I would like to do like the base Hennessy, a base Don Julio, and be like, well, what's the better of the, I mean, obviously the Hennessy would be better because obviously they're not using additives and shit like that. Basic Hennessy is just not good. It's like, it's whatever.
Yeah, it just tastes like ass, but at least there's like true additives in there.
It ain't like additives and like sugar and all that other bullshit that you put or whatever. Whereas in like the Don, I guess we're answering our own question. We don't need to sip them now. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather not.
Yeah, I wasn't going to anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that kind of ends. Yeah, base Hennessy would probably beat all the other base bullshit out there or whatever, right? I mean, you'd have to, like, it'd probably come down to, like, a whiskey or a cognac, if I'm not mistaken, because base tequila is like, why would I do that to myself, whatever, shit like that, you know? But, like, I think I'd pick the base Hennessy over, like, basic Jack Daniels, right? I think we're all in agreement right there, right?
Yeah. I would.
Yeah, I would. I think we all
I would do that. Yeah.
I would just drink it straight. I ain't putting no, like, how other fucking places do it, putting ice cubes and cola and shit like that in there. I blame Jack Daniels for that shit, though, why people put cola and Hennessy. Like, that shit.
I don't know how I used to actually drink, like, whiskey and Cokes and shit like that, man. And every now and again, Henny and Coke, too, back in the day. Every now and again, not a whole lot, but.
I will say the cocktail in the can one, the Jack and Coke, sugary as fuck, but it's not bad. I say that based on, you got to remind yourself, I had that after I had the Blackberry Jack Daniels, and I was just like, oh, anything would be better than that. I was like, so the girl gave me the Jack and Coke in a can and poured it in the cup. She said, here, just drink this, then it'll clear you. And I was drinking, I said, oh, the sugar brushed off that terrible acid taste.
Disgusting.
But yeah, the last time me and you had a Hennessy and Coke was that booze cruise.
Shit, I guess so, huh?
Yeah. Remember, Greg got us that shit when we went to the, I don't even remember what bar we went to after that fucking cruise.
Yeah, it was like a nightclub or something like that.
I think it was still daytime though, because didn't that cruise? It was still daytime. Yeah, because that cruise is like in, at 11 o'clock, and so we and I remember that was the day when Greg and all them were talking about, oh, we youngsters, you can't hang or whatever and shit. And we was like, no, we can. We just don't want to drink that. Yeah. We don't want to drink that. So he ordered us the two fucking Hennessy and Cokes or whatever. And I remember both of us like put it to our nose and was like, oh, you could smell the fucking sugar just beating off whatever. Because like cognac is usually meant to be like almost a dessert liquor, or liquor, I should say. Now you just adding the whole fucking glass of sugar in that bitch or whatever and shit. And you just like, oh, so you just all them like real fruits and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You just drowned that shit with like sugar and
stuff. Artificial like, goodness.
Yeah. You just fuck this drink up, whatever. And, you know, I think we drank it out of just like anger and frustration of, oh, we can't hang. Because we were, shit, this had to have been like 2016. So we were probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, about 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was in my 20s still. I was 28 at the time. I was still in my 20s. So we was just, that's all we kept hearing on that fucking boat, whatever. Oh, you can't hang. It's just like, y'all drink like shit. I'm tired of hearing this. Y'all can't hang shit. It's like, do y'all not know the shit we drinking or whatever stuff? So we drank it anyway. And I just remember we looked at it. It's like, oh, I don't even remember if we finished. I don't think we finished it. Yeah, I think we stuck it right back there. No, you know what? I spilled mine on, well, accident.
Accident, yeah.
I said, oops. I think you just put yours back on the counter. Yeah, I'm good. Oh, shit. That's probably the worst fucking cocktail design ever made, is fucking just pouring Coke into a fucking dark liquor.
Disgusting.
I think I'd rather do Jack and Coke over the, like, Hennessy and Coke. Just, it's just not a.
I hate it all.
And it was on Ice Cube, too. It was like, oh.
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Never. I don't think we've done it in 10 years. We haven't done it in 10 years.
Even the thought just fucking just makes me ill.
Makes me want to throw up, right?
Yeah, it does.
Do you go anywhere where you see anybody even doing that?
No. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, that's right?
Spots I go to, I don't go a whole lot anymore, but even then, I don't really see people getting Jack and Cokes.
Yeah, okay. I feel like that might have been the last time ever I seen
it. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've seen it since then, but I can't recall off the top of my head.
I mean, I was still going to like shitty ass bars, whatever, when I go with you to go dancing and shit. And, you know, they didn't have they had bullshit liquor in that place, whatever. And stuff. So, you know, I don't recall anybody ever getting like damn sure not Hennessy and Coke, let alone Jack and Coke, whatever and shit. I'm glad that's a died out, well, at least in California or in this area, we should say. It's a died out cocktail that shouldn't have existed in the first fucking place.
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Just so, no.
Salute to going to hell.
Yes. Good riddance.
This is the last drop, people. It is the month of July, the month of our Lord and Savior Galactus. If I'm not mistaken, yeah, Fantastic Four came out last year too, so that makes perfect sense.
Oh yeah, it was a year ago, huh?
Yeah, it was in July, right? So yeah,
yep,
so
it was July.
So therefore, it is the month in the Lord of our Savior Galactus. May he free us all of dumb fucks around the world. I guess he eats the whole planet, though, so I guess all of us.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as the dumb fucks get it, too.
You know what? It's fine. It's balancing, you know?
Yeah, it's cleanse. Yeah, it's cleanse. That's fine. I can rock with it.
Look, see, it's just balanced, right?
There you go.
Perfectly balanced, whatever. Like, so, but it is extra Neho month here on the last drop. This is our third week of doing this thing now, whatever, you know.
Thing,
whatever. And we only got one more week left, which is our mix and match usual week, per se. This would be our typical tequila week if you was going on based off our regular months here and stuff. So we did the Avion, we did the Tres Cuatro y Cinco. I feel like we did so much more, but yet we have not. So that's kind of weird.
That's like we did more, but we haven't.
Yeah, like I feel like I had so many extra Neos to talk about or whatever. And yet I was like, man, we only did two, huh? All right, well.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I feel like we do a show every goddamn day. I'm not gonna lie, it feels like it.
Sometimes it feels like that.
The movie shit, we did do a show every day. We had a show every day.
Oh, that was every day, huh?
We had something every day. Yeah,
that was crazy. We did. Yeah, we had a whole. Yeah, that's what we had. The whole like a crew, basically.
Yeah. We had a whole like schedule.
Yeah.
We had like our show was Thursdays.
We had like different shows. Yeah, different things. Yeah,
I think it was like Monday through Thursday we had like a different type of show, and then like Friday through Sunday was like the movie review shit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we had something every day.
Yeah, it was around the clock. Hey, hey, that's crazy.
I know. I don't, why do you think I was tired? I remember going like, how am I involved in everything?
I'm gonna say, oh, around that time too, you were on that narrative podcast too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
I was on King Falls and shit too.
Yeah, King Falls. Yeah.
Damn, I had a bunch of shit too.
A lot of shit.
I think my career at Sony had just taken off too as well. I think I had just moved up the ladder. I was burnt out. I'm not gonna
lie. Goddamn right, you're burnt out. Your hands on all these goddamn pucks, trying to balance, talking about being in balance. Look at yo ass.
As Cody would fucking tell you, my ass lived in New York at that fucking time too. I was like, yeah, Lord.
Oh, that motherfucker stayed on the plane.
I hated that shit.
Hey, JB, you in town? What the fuck you think?
Back then, I actually somewhat enjoyed it or whatever and shit. Because, like, you know, you get to travel for work or whatever. It's fun.
Yeah, of course.
I fucking hate it now.
It became work.
But
Catch these flights and then get back home. I already know.
I always love explaining that shit to people or whatever. They always go, like, why? Why didn't you like it? I was like, you do that shit for a few years.
Yeah,
you
know? I'm about to say, yeah. That shit, I can see that wearing down on somebody. That makes complete sense.
Because, first of all, we have the worst airport in all of fucking the country. LAX.
All the country.
Fucking awful.
Maybe the world.
Maybe the world. Yeah, actually, you're probably right, actually. Maybe the world. Yeah. LAX is just fucking horrible.
Fucking terrible.
And if you go there weekly, like I was doing at one way, you just like, yeah, I fucking despise this airport. Yeah. I hate going to that motherfucker. I was telling people at the Yayo pool party yesterday, I was like, yeah, my passport expired. It was like, what? You got to get that fixed. I was like, no, I don't.
I'm good. I'll stay local. That's fine. That's fine.
I don't even want to do that. I don't want to get on plane. I don't fucking want to get. Like people look confused. I've been to 30 different fucking countries. Why the fuck would I need to get back on a plane? I don't want to get on any goddamn plane or whatever and shit. Funny, even the one from Arizona. That was only an hour flight, dude. And like, I was telling moms, whatever, I got nauseous both ways. I don't know. I probably was just didn't want to be on that motherfucking bus.
Yeah. I've
never been nauseous any of the flying I've ever fucking done or whatever and shit, whatever. And going there, I thought it was the burger I ate at the airport. I was like, oh, it must have been just the burger. Going back, I got nauseous. I was like, no, I just don't want to be on this motherfucker. I don't want to be on it. I was just like, why is this shit so bumpy? I was like, the seats are small or whatever. Airport itself is a shit show. They send you to one location, only say, oh, it delayed and moved to this location. Now I gotta go on the other side of the fucking airport. It's just like, yeah, I don't like this shit at all. And then like, cause I went to LAX for a few times for work and shit. I only traveled 3 times this year for work. So I'm trying to minimize. Well, that's minimized now. I ain't doing that no more. But I hated that shit too. LAX, I fucking can't stand it. It was like, oh, you got to meet your Uber up here in this location down the street.
Oh, geez. Yeah, it's like, what the fuck, dude?
I'm getting my bags out of the car or whatever and shit. The lady with the whistle, hey, you can't park here for long. I just looked at her like, bitch, you don't see me getting my bag. Like, I ain't parked here. Like, fuck you. Like, it's like, yo, like, fuck you. Fuck you. I went to go pick somebody up from that motherfucker a month ago or whatever. I hated that. Couldn't stand that shit. I paid to park in that motherfucking parking lot. I just paid. I said, I ain't driving around this motherfucker. I said, you meet me in this. I told him, meet me in this parking lot. I'm in this parking lot on the second floor right now, whatever and shit. I said, all you got to do is cross the street. You can just take the elevator. You good to go, whatever and shit. I couldn't stand driving around the motherfucker.
I don't blame you for doing that, man. Because... road rage and just frustration with drivers, especially in LA.
Yeah,
people just don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I don't blame you for doing that.
I said, fuck it, $17. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I really didn't give a fuck. I was there for like 20 minutes, paid the full price too. It's like,
I don't blame you.
I was like, the biggest waste of money I ever had, but I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I ain't going around in a circle. She's like, I'm getting my bags. I was just like, yeah, fuck that. I'm not making no bout. Like,
yeah, right, like, no, and, hell yeah, no. You can whistle that. And
I saw that parking lot. I was like, yeah, we just gonna do this. We just gonna do this. We're gonna sit here and I chilled and I watched the game on my phone.
That was perfect.
Like, I was like, yeah, this is better. Yeah. I don't know why I volunteered to do this. Yeah, so fuck that airport. But yeah, that schedule was hard or whatever, with the whole every day. We had a website too, people. So I was just trying to I was doing something, or we were doing something where we was trying to drive more traffic to the website, and then as compared to now where we're doing it to like Apple Podcasts and all that shit, whatever and stuff. We was driving more traffic to the website. Unfortunately, we was driving too much traffic to that website.
the wrong type of traffic.
And the problem is when you get as many viewers as we were getting, rather they were listening to the show or not, just going to the website itself forever and shit, you need to update security features a hell of a lot more than probably what I was doing. And we got the wrong kind of traffic or whatever shit. I know someone asked me would I ever do multiple shows on for the last job or whatever, and I was just like, no. Not even a little bit.
No, we're good.
I said, if I were, it'd be just one. But I don't even know what it would be or whatever and shit. So it's like, no. Because I feel like if I did more than one or whatever, that would cost me to buy more liquor. But I guess I guess if I was to look at it in the movie term of how we did it, that would be our, if we were to do a next one show, it would be our official show. Whereas this one is more of the reviews of the liquor. Where that one could be just like a drink anything and talk about shit or whatever in the liquor industry. So it would be something like that, but I don't have any plans of doing that. And that would just be to shorten the length of this show, but we always hit an hour mark. An hour mark is always beautiful.
Hour and a half tops. Yeah.
Yeah. Hour and a half is like our usual longest, whatever. Unless we get into our best of at the end or whatever, which I think those usually go for like an hour 46, hour 50 at the most, whatever. We did do a 2 hour one. I think it was this year. Which even caught me off guard or whatever. And it got shortened through editing, like 1 hour and 50. That was probably the longest we've ever done in quite some time. So, yeah. But usually these hits off at like the hour, 6 minute mark or whatever and shit. So if I was to split it up, it'd be like what we're doing now. And then the reviews would be like whatever during the week or whatever and shit. But no, because I don't want to buy anymore. Like, although I have enough liquor where I could probably do some shit like that too as well. So, but nonetheless, though, we're here to talk about
some extra añejos.
Well, you know what it was, Cody. I was in my 20s, you know, so I was able to have the energy to do this shit. You used to ask me to do that shit now.
Yeah, hell no. Shit.
I would be late to every fucking show.
Your goddamn mind, bro.
And mind you, I recorded almost everything on Sundays too.
Yeah. So your whole side just blocked off just in the almost like 12 hours straight.
I would do my show with Cody on Sunday. I'd do my show, my throwback show, my Tuesday show with Cody. I would do my Wednesday show on that Sunday. So, yeah, I would be like, oh, from start to finish or whatever.
Full block.
Full fucking block, whatever. And then I'd have to go to shitty-ass movies. During
that, too. I forgot to take to account. You actually have to watch shit, too. Outside of your actual day job, you know?
Luckily, with my day job, I was able to see movies for free. So that kind of helped.
Like and it was like a 50-50 chance of whether it said movie would be good or not, worth your fucking time. And
nine times out of ten, they were.
Man, so. Yeah, of course you burnt out. Of course you got burned out on that shit.
That's why when people say, oh, I hate blockbusters, I was just like, no, you don't. No, you don't. Trust me, these are fun compared to some of the other shit I see, whatever, out the day, whatever, because there would be some shit we'd watch. It'd be like, what the fuck was this? Like, and I'd have to hear at the end, like, oh, it's so artsy and it's crafty. What was that movie we saw together?
It Follows.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Which is getting a sequel, by the way.
Are you fucking serious?
I shit you not. I think it's called They Follow.
Oh my god! Yeah. I was just about to say that. It was called They Follow.
I think it's called They Follow. It's coming out next year.
So me and Cody had no idea what the fuck this movie. We just heard it was getting this praise, and we was like, "Oh, it could be the best horror movie ever." I think it got like a 90 something on Rotten Tomatoes. We was like
loving it.
Yeah, we was crazy. Like, until the Long Beach audience saw it, because that crowd we sat with. Cody.
I'll never forget that experience, man.
That crowd looked. That's why you always got like separate yourself from like your area of where you live in and where you see the pretentiousness of how people see themselves in movies and shit. You go to like the Arclight domes or whatever. I'm sure people would have said, "Oh, movie spectacular." Nah, you go to an AMC in Long Beach, motherfuckers. Like, I just spent $20 on this bullshit.
Hey, you are not lying. I remember watching. I think I was with my brother, and this was back in 2012 when The Amazing Spider-Man came out, the first one with Andrew Garfield.
That was 2012, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when the movie ended, there's this black gentleman, he stood up and he said, "Man, that shit was whack." I was like, yeah, he's not wrong. And they're like, nobody clapping, and that dude stood up. I thought he's not gonna be the one to clap. All right, sure enough, he did not clap at all. Complete opposite.
I think it was that same theater we saw It Follows, is where we saw Oculus. Me and my sister. I always tell this story. It's the funniest fucking story ever. We did it was like a charity thing or something like that to see Oculus, and it was my girlfriend at the time, my sister, and me. I wish Cody was there. So the charity thing was like for special ed kids or special needs kids. They all sat. We sat in the front row, damn near, or whatever, because the theater's pretty wide. And so all the kids kind of sat in our area and stuff like. And there was this one with these crutches. He sat right next to my sister. These kids was making noises the whole fucking film, and we loved it. We was laughing because the movie sucked like hard. So why would you give a fuck? Like, I heard somebody even go, "Shh." I remember my sister said, she was like,
"Serious."
Yeah, my sister was like, "This movie suck." Ain't gonna do it. So the whole time this kid is looking at my sister, and I'm thinking in my head, like, "Oh, he about to hit on her or something like that." Like, that's what this is about, whatever. I was like, "Let's see how my sister handles this, you know, special needs kid hitting on her." I guess he probably wasn't a kid. He probably was in high school, whatever, and shit. And she was probably in high school too. Movie ends. I just remember my girlfriend at times is looking at me like, "Yeah, I think she said, don't ever take me to these numbers."
Just like, don't you ever.
Well, that movie stuck ass. It was just like, yo, this that might have been the same year, actually, too, to be honest. We saw,
probably was.
That was a terrible fucking year for, well, every year. I love like these horror cons and people that love these horror. And I'm just like, these movies suck. I don't know why y'all like crazy shits or whatever, something like that. Like, they're horrible. Like, and like, and I just remember the kid stood up with his crutches. He looked right at my sister in the face. And I was like, "Oh, he about to make the move. Little man about to make the move." He just said, "Yo, that movie was retarded." And just, I was like,
"Hey, we you're right. You're right."
And he just crutched his ass on up out of there. I was just like, "All right." I was like, so the whole time he's looking at my sister, he wasn't looking at her hit on her. He was looking at her because he's like, "You believe this shit? Are we watching?"
See this bullshit.
Mind you, I sat through a lot more of those than I did. it was a lot of those. Like, it was just a lot of those. It got to a point. I got burnt out. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit no more. This shit is terrible. They all suck. Oh yeah, but you gotta look at my favorite one was like Interstellar. Like, Interstellar wasn't awful. Like one of those movies we saw, or whatever. But like,
yeah,
it was getting to the point where you just got tired of hearing people say, "Oh, I liked it because of the science in it." And it's just like, that really why you sat in that 3-hour fucking movie and why you liked it because of the fucking science? Go watch
and stuff. And that movie has actually got more of a following since its release.
Yeah,
it's a lot of revisionists. Not even revisionists. People just liking it more nowadays, I guess.
I had a buddy that agreed with me, but he just told me, "Oh, but you gotta appreciate the science." No.
Mm-hmm. They throw that shit out the window at the end, so I can't.
Yeah, they want mystical at the end. So
yeah, I'm about to say, pure fantasy.
They straight up did some Insidious shit. Basically said, yeah, you can astral project or whatever. You do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like,
yeah, it's funny because we just me and my girlfriend, we just watched The Odyssey, the latest Christopher Nolan movie. So I think it would just build up to that. That's actual fantasy. So
yeah,
it actually worked. It was actually a good movie. We enjoyed it. So
that'd be his first good movie in God knows how long now. That man's movies have sucked for quite some time now. I gotta tell you.
Yeah. I've not been a fan of his in many moons. So
we didn't really think about that until we started wrapping up the movie shit. We was just like, yo, his movies suck lately. His movies aren't good.
Yeah, Interstellar was not great.
No,
Dunkirk was not really a movie.
Remember, people glazed that fucking movie. That is like,
and then Tenet. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I didn't even see Tenet, but I remember you told me about it. And you was just like, I didn't like this.
I didn't watch Oppenheimer, so I can't tell you. I don't know. So
I know, what's his name? Interstellar just felt like one loud ass soundtrack. Where it's like one loud ass just noise just happening and shit. Like remember what's his name? Tried to explain the plot of the movie.
Yeah, Michael Caine.
and cranked that sound up on his ass.
What the fuck is going on? I can't listen to what this man is saying. So I don't really know what's going on right now.
Hey, but Cody, it's IMAX, dog. The movie beautiful.
And Casey Affleck was in there. He turned into a murderer for some reason. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
His sister, by the way, one of the murderer's sisters.
Yeah.
You got to understand, Cody, time had passed. Okay.
And then Matt Damon, I wish they wrote his ass out in the movie because his shit was terrible.
And then the little robot that could spin around and shit like that. All that. And then they started talking about watches and time and bookcases and shit. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on now?
Yeah.
Talking about wormholes and age. And I was like, all right, so now.
Fifth dimension.
Yeah. If you wanted to watch that movie for science, just go watch the fucking National Geographic movies.
Or just turn off after an hour. You're good.
Or just look up some YouTube shit and talk about science.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan, people is one. If you don't know, he's one of the biggest fan glazing motherfuckers in Hollywood that you'll ever fucking hear. He can make the shittiest fucking movie ever. Which, by the way, none of his movies are like
they're not terrible, they're the worst.
Yeah, they're not the worst.
We've definitely seen worse.
Easily way worse. As far as like big name directors go, his movies are not good anymore, at least, or whatever. Until Cody just said, he said Odyssey.
Yeah, I enjoyed Odyssey. I believe it.
You know what? Funny enough, I actually wanted to see Odyssey, not just based on the fact that he did it, because I don't really give a fuck about Nolan. Mm-hmm. Just based on the fact I like that time period, one. And two, I just said, you know what? I bet he does a good job with this, because you just make it whatever the fuck you want to make.
and he does have, you know, he has that good source material. Like, the Odyssey is one of my favorites. I love the Odyssey, the real OG story. So
I love that time period. So I love movies about that time. Even the not so good ones, whatever. I like those, like Troy and all those, whatever. It's
300 silly ass shit. Yeah, I enjoyed 300.
I think it's all the armor. So I like all that shit, whatever, and stuff. I just like seeing periods like that. So I was like, you know what? I bet that's actually probably solid or whatever. So, but that space shit, he should never touch that shit ever. You didn't know how good you got it with Inception, huh? Like, people just didn't know.
We really didn't, man. Yeah. I thought this was going to be consistent. I thought this was going to be like, oh, we're going to get this every single fucking time.
No, I thought it was going to be better.
That's pretty much where it stopped.
Like, whatever flaw you have with Inception, you'd be like, oh, Interstellar and all that, you're going to see, like, his, like, evolve. You saw evolve out of it. Like, it evolved terribly.
Yeah.
You know, Interstellar was his last good movie, by the way. Oh, not Interstellar. Interception was his last good movie before you saw
it. That was the last one? Yep.
I know some people are arguing, Dunkirk was fucking amazing.
Dark Knight Rises was great.
No, it was not. No, it's not good at all. Actually, it gets worse every time. I noticed that about his films. When they're bad, like, the more you watch them, it's like, I think it's worse.
Yes, Rice has got much worse.
Yeah, like, way worse. Which is a shame, because, like, Tom Hardy does a really good job as Bane in there.
Yeah.
They completely butchered his character.
fucked him over majorly in the third act. Turned into a straight bitch.
Completely laying there and shit. Like, he's... like he a little sad dog and shit, shaking and shit. It's like, what the fuck he doing? Shit, like he rubbing himself, whatever and shit. All right, cool. Alfred in there, just being Alfred. He's the most consistent character throughout the trilogy, though. So
I hate Alfred.
I don't like Alfred either.
I fucking hate him.
I can't stand that fucker. I'll tell you what, he the most consistent character in that fucking trilogy, though. He's always a bitch. We just never saw it.
Crying all the goddamn time.
It's just like, yo, what's wrong with this dude? Whatever. Like, I remember when we went back on Batman Begins, too, we were just talking about that scene he had when he was saving Rachel or whatever. And he's like, what is this, Master Wayne? And he's like pointing at the TV and shit. And we just like, damn, good television.
yeah, it is. Man, I tell him why.
It's like, I'll be honest with you, when we were watching, I was like, what's he so goddamn upset about? Nobody got hurt.
Yeah, he's noble. He's living up to the Wayne name. He's helping out the city. I was like, is he a little reckless? Yeah, a little bit. But otherwise, he's good. Yeah.
Rachel was dying. He was in a car. Yeah. He fucking had to get to the speed or whatever and shit. Yeah. She was dying. All right, yeah. He got back and saved her. Nobody was killed. Yeah, nobody was killed. Nobody was hurt. Mm-hmm. Cops was chasing me, but whatever. They gonna chase the fuck out of me. Well, how do you feel about it at the end of Dark Knight then when they was really chasing his ass? And how do you feel about that? He probably was mad that he chose to drop Harvey Dent's ass in. He was probably mad. Had there been a camera on that shit, whatever, he'd say, "What is that, Mr. Wayne? Your father." Oh my god, dude.
God damn it, Alfred.
Oh, I was waiting for Bruce lecture. I'm waiting for Bruce to just tell him, "Hey man, you probably quote my father one more fucking time." That's why that Bruce never had like father issue, because Alfred constantly reminding him about this motherfucker.
Keep my father's name out your fucking mouth.
If there's ever a moment for that right now, it was like, he should have honestly just slapped. Honestly, if Alfred would have slapped Bruce, it would have been in tone with that character. I was like, yeah, I'm waiting for it. I'm just going to wait for him to slap Bruce or whatever and just be like, don't you dare do that or whatever. Like, it's like, okay.
Bruce Wayne on a bad day too.
Yeah. I mean, when his ass was crying in his grave.
Yeah.
I failed you.
I failed you. Get that Oscar, Michael Caine. Get that Oscar.
That's really what he was trying. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, get that shit.
You didn't like that Robin reveal, dude?
Oh, God. You should use your middle name. I like it. Robin. Fuck you.
That really was a fuck you at the end, wasn't it?
Fuck out of here with that shit.
Like, everything else that happened towards the end, you was kind of like in your head saying fuck you, but when the moment when she said Robin, you said that shit out loud.
I was like,
yeah, you said it out loud. He was like, fuck you. fuck you, like really hard, dude.
This is after that bullshit third act wrapped up officially too. You're getting like the epilogue. I was like, oh god, this is getting worse. Turn this shit. Please end this. How did he survive this? Why is he hanging on Paris? Nobody knows. Never mind. You know what? Fuck this.
How do you escape to Paris?
I can't. This shit is dumb. This shit is stupid as fuck.
Oh, shit. Why didn't he tell Alfred? There's a lot of things. It's just like, why?
Bruce Wayne's not dead. He's hanging out in fucking Paris in the cafe in sunlight.
In a crowded ass cafe.
Having brunch with Catwoman.
Mind you, Bruce Wayne has a company that spreads worldwide.
Dude, nobody did another pass on this script. Like, how did that shit get... They filmed that. That's terrible.
That'd be like if Jeff Bezos was announced he was dead right now. And Cody saw him at fucking Honey Kettle in Culver City and be like, hey,
exactly.
Jeff Bezos here.
Hey, wait a minute.
Like, nobody would fucking recognize the fucking billionaire front that owns Amazon. Like, he's just hanging out and random. Like... They even said it in the movie, Bruce Wayne. They said it in Batman Begins, whatever. You're the Prince of Gotham. You'd have to go, what do you say, a million miles?
Yeah, a billion miles away. Somebody didn't know your name.
Yeah, they'd have to be be living out of a cave, whatever. Oh, Nolan had a full circle with that scene, huh? Yeah. Full fucking circle, huh? He really tied that in, huh? Jesus
Christ. Oh, man.
And then remember, he didn't direct it. And I'm almost probably certain he probably didn't have nothing to do, but he produced Man of Steel right after that. And it was just like, oh.
Yeah. So that's a whole other back word. I think. On the end of that.
Like, what's going on with this dude?
That shit.
Like, why is this dude? This dude need a break from Hollywood. need a break. Why are these getting worse now as they go along? Like, all right, yeah, all right, I'm cool. I just can't imagine Nolan not having an input on that film, where Zack Snyder had a higher degree of say so on that film than Nolan did. I just don't believe it. Like, there's nobody there that put Snyder.
I don't know who did what or who made the final decision making, but they need to ask whoever did. Man of Steel. Oh Lord, nice.
Start with that casting first, right?
He thought Dark Knight Rises was bad. Man of Steel was another level of bad. BBS, which is another level of bad. shit just multiplies. It's further along it goes.
When we had that argument, it was like, what was worse, Man Steel or BBS? It's like, it's BBS. There's more fucking characters in there. Yeah. It ain't even a question.
Oh, it was BBS, sure.
Yeah, because like he ruined multiple characters.
He doubled down with Superman, and he fucking Batman royally. So, yeah, he's old BBS, all right.
Lex Luthor, all these motherfuckers. Like,
man, everybody gets in BBS. Everybody.
Everybody gets their time. Everybody gets their time to look like jackasses, right?
Yeah. I think the only one that came out okay was Jeremy Irons' Alfred. He was all right.
Yeah, he was cool. He was like, he's in some scenes. I think even Martha, Superman's mom, she came out dirty, right? She said Superman
shit. She's like, you know, oh, them people, shit. Fuck all them.
Hey, it's consistent with
Papa. Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's the way I got married. It makes total sense.
Because in the first movie, that motherfucker said,
fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Turn to Michael Jordan.
That was in the trailer, too. Remember, he was like, what am I supposed to do? Not save him? And Clark just looked at him.
Man, I should have known something was going to go wrong when I saw it in the trailer. I should have known.
Well, you thought it'd be like a deeper conversation after that. It was like,
It really wasn't. You really said, fuck them kids. Hey, he said, fuck his whole life, too.
He said, fuck his whole life.
No, don't save me.
He said, nah. Wait right there, dog.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
That tornado just whipped my ass or whatever and shit. That tornado was the biggest villain of the whole film, by the way.
It really was.
Fucked his whole life up. Then that motherfucker became Aquaman, right? That grew that beard out and was working on a fucking oil mine and shit like that. It was like, oh, okay, cool, yeah. Oh, you know what? That's funny as fuck, actually, now that you say it. God damn, dude. Might be one of the worst superhero films I ever watched, man.
Yeah, Man of Steel, BBS, they're up there. Top 10 for sure. Top 10 for sure.
You have to remember my theater. I was dying, too. I was dying in theater when I saw BVS.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know what I had, people. I think I had a flu or something like that. I was just dying. And like, I think I was like tweeting or something like that as a movie. I was like, it just won't
end. Oh, yeah, you were live tweet. I remember that.
I was like, it won't end. You know, it's like, I'm fucking dying. I'm like trying to hold coughs in and shit. And I was like, and the movie just kept going. And then they had that scene where Lex was shaved at the end, and it just kept going, Cody. And I was just like, oh, gosh. Then there was, like, a funeral, and then the movie ended with the rocks lifting up and shit because Superman died. And I was just like, which, by the way, that didn't even pay off at the in the next film, by the way. Like, he didn't come back to life just randomly. Like, they had to bring his ass back to life.
Whatever. Yeah, so that didn't make any sense, but
whatever. Yeah, like, they made it sound like he didn't really die in that movie. Like,
no, he was actually dead.
Yeah, his ass died, yeah.
Yeah.
He died hard, too, as well. Yeah. But, and then Batman turned to a bigger bitch, because he had to say, like, that dude was a straight-up, like, cuck. Like, he was just like a cuck.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, you know, he said, we can't do shit without this dude. We gotta, like, it's like, yo. I was like, yo, my Justice League, the one I grew up on, they wasn't relying on this motherfucker. They could hold their own without him.
I was like, well, where the fuck did this development come from, though? Y'all ain't even know each other. You trying to slit this motherfucker's throat like about an hour ago, and all of a sudden, you the best of the fucking friends.
And y'all mother had the same fucking name. Yeah, he was like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but all right.
Well, you don't remember when I told you what my mom's name was, and you told me that was your mom's middle name, and then like that's how we became friends, and then like
right, I forgot.
Then look, like here we are, years later now.
That's synergy.
Synergy. The moons were aligned that day, Cody. You a Scorpio, I'm a Gemini. I don't know if you know, but like when the Gemini moon rises or whatever, that Scorpio sunshine bright or some shit.
Moon night, Khonshu shit.
I think if Khonshu heard that shit I just said, I think he would annihilate humanity. I think he'd be like, you know what? There's no point in this no more. You know, annihilate humanity. Cody, what are we sipping on today, though?
Oh, man. I got a fun random one today, man. You know, you like when you're moving stuff around or you move to a new place, you like randomly run into shit.
I'm glad you didn't buy this because last time you did that shit, Cody, was in a neighborhood. Yeah. That was not a fun find.
No, was not. But this was a fun find. I remember I was putting together like little sample package for my pops, and I remember one of the samples for whatever reasons I misplaced it. Mm. So I had to pour him another one. And I sent that one out. And the sample in question was a Ray Soul sample.
Damn, how old is that bottled in?
This is pretty fucking old.
I remember like, when you had the Ray
Soul. Maybe 5 years old.
We was not doing tequila at the time.
No.
We had just like maybe a tequila month. We were doing like months of different spirits and shit when you bought that.
Right. And this is from that exact bottle right here.
God damn.
That's the only bottle of Ray Soul I've ever fucking gotten up at this point.
So four years old.
Yeah, so four or five, something like that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't think I ever actually reviewed it on the show proper. Maybe I could be wrong about that.
I want to say you did because I remember. I think you and the girl took a trip out to Mexico or something like that or whatever.
Maybe
that park, and you showed me the bottle on air and stuff like that. So I think you did, but man, 4 or 5 years—that's a long time. So
yeah,
everybody knows we. You think fans glaze Christopher Nolan's nuts or whatever? We glazed the fuck out of that barrel pick, that 10-year-old extra añejo store pick.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. We talk about bang for your bucks. Because that one Cody's got is good. Because we did both, by the way. We want to let you know. We did both back-to-back, whatever, right next to each other. We did the regular one, which I think is, what, 5 years, Cody? Correct me wrong.
I think it is five or six.
Okay.
Like that. I think it might be five. I think it's five.
And we did that one first, and we was like, oh, so good. Then we did that 10-year right after. It was just like, damn, how could something so good makes that taste like forgotful or whatever stuff? Cause that,
yeah, five to 6 years.
At that barrel pick, man. Even the case is even better, too, in that 10-year-old one. Like, it's even like everything about this one Cody got, amazing. Like, just beautiful design. Everything about it is cool. But the 10-year-old, it just got, like, that extra oomph on it, too, as well. So, like, yeah, I mean, man, people go out and get those bottles. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
And they use real glass, too, by the way.
Yes, they do.
On both of them. So
gorgeous.
You still got the decanter, right?
Yeah, somewhere over here. I forgot to look for it. It was somewhere out here.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, so supporting the glass right here.
Is that in a sample bottle?
Yep, it's in these little old school sample bottles right here.
Let's see how long that holds up.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, those things don't. It's always weird with those ones. They either don't hold up properly or they consistently hold it together.
Yeah, from what I can remember, it's old to me. So
well, it sounded like you had it stored pretty properly.
Yeah,
you had that shit. Yeah,
this
shit.
I had to like wipe this shit down. This looked quite a bit dusty in the condition I found it in.
Oh, fucking years ago. Yeah, that was a while ago, sir.
Okay, yeah,
that was a long while ago.
Man, ton of citrus, vanilla, shit ton of wood. Almost like a butterscotchy kind of thing going on too. Mild, light tobacco on the back end. Definitely that cooked agave. Little cinnamon pep. This shit is complex as fuck. Yep, get the barrel, those barrel spices.
Was it tropical notes on that thing? I can't remember.
Just the citrus, really, not like too tropical.
Gotcha.
I guess a little peach too.
Yeah, I was like, wasn't there like a tropical fruits or something like that?
I guess it is. Yeah, cherry. So I guess this is what counts as kind of tropical. Yeah.
I think we said that last week, right? We was like, cherries can be tropical, right? They fucking grow on trees and shit. You can grow them anywhere.
Yeah. A lot of that citrus, though, very citrusy, very citrus forward. Again, it's the citrus, those barrel spices, and that vanilla caramel. Those are the most prominent in here. But there's a lot going on that nose, man. This is a complex ass nose.
Man, I want to say when you did that, dude, we probably got to go back to when that logo was old, too.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Man, I don't remember the finish. It's interesting. Wow, it's a lot of leather on the finish. It's like a...
Really?
Like a prominent cognac.
Yeah.
You know what I'm getting? I don't remember getting that. Previously.
Well, that barrel is
so long since I've had it, but
that barrel has changed too. So
yeah,
I mean, you got an older one right there.
Yeah,
so.
It got a match too. And there is some oxidation in this because I obviously from Capital, I've had to open the bottle, so maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
Yeah, and plus that's
man,
like
I'm
a
getting a
That's a 22 or 21 edition. I mean, that thing has changed over the few years as well.
Yeah, like get them out of leather and more of like a toffee there too on the middle of the palate.
I can tell you because I did have San Matias recently. I don't remember. I do remember like a little. It was like a little subtle hint of leather, but it was more charred too.
Yeah, it's interesting because that tropicality I get on the nose, I'm not getting any of that on the palate.
It's all barrel,
which I don't mind. Man. This is fine.
Yeah.
Would I like it here? Yeah, sure. But what I'm getting here is fucking great. yeah. I got like this toffee, the cooked agave with a touch of sweetness. Yeah. Ton of oakiness, bit of caramel. Man, that's like a prominent cognac on the back end of this, which is very fascinating to me because I don't remember that a cognac note at all when I initially tried that.
So
I guess it is that's something we're opening up over the years, you know?
Probably with those grapes and cherries too, if you're getting those fruits and stuff like that.
That is fascinating, man. That was really good though. Interesting. Yeah, dude.
Damn, dude.
Black pepper coming through, too. Yeah. That's nice. I'm not really getting much vegetal notes either, but I'm getting a ton of that. A lot of barrel character. That vanilla started to shine through a bit more. And then that cognac finish, man.
Price points, people. You can get that bottle for $189 at High Proof, and the 10-year-old Extra Añejo store pick one you can get for $229.
Yeah, I think I got mine for around 200, something like that.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. Yeah,
something like that.
That's where the duty free, right?
Yeah, because we went to Ensenada, I think, when I got this.
Was it Ensenada?
I think it was Ensenada.
Yeah, and I remember you. That's when you brought back that terrible mezcal, too.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
It was like in a
That was actually a different trip. That's
was that a different trip? Disco. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of then or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I
thought it was the same trip or whatever.
No, that was a different trip.
Okay, because you brought back that shitty mezcal.
Like, that like four. Yeah, that shit was fucking terrible.
It was like a triple pack, right?
Yeah, it was like a four pack, I think.
Oh, it was a four pack? Okay, yeah.
It was a four pack.
You didn't like any one of them. You didn't like
it. Airport mezcal, that shit was awful. That was some of the worst shit I've ever fucking had. Never again.
That was the beginning of the end for mezcal.
Goddamn right it was.
So I think I had that bad Bozal, too. I was like, yeah. All right, maybe next year it'll get better. It did not get better.
Terrible.
Yeah, Abe.
Man.
200 though. Like, I mean, I'm looking at High Proof, and obviously, as me and Cody talked about, High Proof is usually the cheapest prices or whatever. Man. But like, you're talking about like 189 for it, so 190, and then 229 for the that price difference between the two is not that big of a deal, whatever and shit. But that price is really good for this spirit.
Now I'm starting to get like a bit like a touch like a milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting kind of like a honey note too, and I didn't touch on this before. There's like a mouthfeel is a little bit of creaminess.
Yeah.
Mouthfeel too.
So those tasting notes I remember. Those creamy, had like a butterscotch honey note on it as well and stuff. Those notes I remember.
Yeah, very, very good though, man. Wow. I this is very fascinating the way this kind of just evolved. But yeah, I'm glad I'm glad I found it. I'm glad I able to have a chance to experience it too, because this is very fun just tasting this. See this at this stage of his lifespan, man.
As not a lot of people have a 2020s whatever Ray Sol. So I mean, you know, that bottle has completely changed since then. People, I'm telling you that right now, it don't taste nothing like older bottles.
Yeah, because I think it's turned like quite the cigar tequila, if I may say so myself.
Because I don't know if it turned. Maybe it already was that way.
Maybe. Because I don't know. I never really thought about. I wasn't really into cigars at the time anyway. But
yeah.
Really wasn't thinking like, oh, I should have a cigar with this at that time. Now I'm like, fuck yeah, I want a cigar with this.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Great cigar pour. Yeah, man, this is another banger, dude. From the San Matias Tequila Club. Damn. Ray Sol was always one of my favorites from back in the day, from what I can remember, dude. And getting a chance to revisit it today in this form, in the fashion that I found, just kind of adding the mystique to it. That nose fucking incredible. The palate does not really match the nose per se, but that's not a bad thing when the palate is this amazing? Has this much complexity to it? And it's giving me something very unique as far as like tequila goes too, with the flavor profile, the range it goes through, that cup with the creamy mouthfeel as well. This is giving me everything that you would expect in an exceptional tequila, brandishing the Rey Sol name. So yeah, this is getting a last drop for me. This is top to bottom a last drop, my friend. This is such a well-rounded extra añejo right here. This is giving me every single thing I want in a more a higher-end luxurious pour such as Rey Sol. Yeah, people, if you find a bottle, definitely go grab one. If you can, I will say grab one and probably sell the other one. And try to open up in like 5 years, see what happens to it. That'd be kind of fun.
I thought you was going to give it a 2. All right, well. I was way off.
Yes.
Sound like I was getting in that range or whatever. Yeah. All right.
Damn, dude, that leathery tobacco. That's crazy. It's so good though. I love that. Oh, the finish.
Because I do remember the recent one I had, the 2025 edition or whatever. The 2025 edition did have leather on it. It was very subtle though. It wasn't as prominent as yours is. Mm-hmm. So
I'm loving that.
So it's better than Dobel.
Slightly.
Slightly, okay. Yeah, because what's really beating Dobel?
It's close, like by a hair.
Okay.
The thinnest of hairs.
And even the thinnest of hairs makes it a miles and leaps abound. Okay. dumbass question I asked last week, and I think I asked it on the air, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody can quote me. I asked if this bottle had an extra añejo, and I don't know why I asked that, because I actually have the fucking bottle. So I was just like, I don't know why I didn't remember this or whatever. But I do, and I have the 2021 edition of it. I have the Tequila Ocho Extra Añejo.
Yeah.
And nice, I got to tell you, I looked at the old label on this bottle, because I've seen the old label before. This is probably the first time I'll say this that I can think of at the time. The new bottle looks better. The new bottle looks better. I like the old label, but this is leaps and bounds. And I think it's mainly because of that amber glass color and also design on the bottle itself. It came in a bottle shaped like this, but it had that handwritten logo on it, label on it, I should say. But it didn't have those designs on the bottle. But the case itself is beautiful, as you can see. Got that old little book look from Little Book Whiskey. This one is the La Ladera Estate. And it's got that, man, this reminds me of Little Book so much, even by the color of it and stuff. But yeah, I had already opened this when I first got it. Sipped on it for dinner and stuff.
I love that bottle so much. That's such a gorgeous bottle.
You know what? I will say this for because I had to move a bunch of my Tequila Ochos because I finally lined up all my bottles like in by brands, whatever. I had to move a bunch of Tequila Ochos. I love what they do on their limited edition releases where they do this design on the bottle and shit.
So gorgeous, man.
It really is an underrated bottle design. It might be one of the best casual looking bottles.
Yeah, it's underrated for sure.
They don't do this on their regular lineup for their Blanco, Repo, Añejo, or whatever. But on the Barrel Proof Repo, the limited release stuff and all that, and the extra Añejo, they do it. And it looks so good. Even on the old Fitz Ogero, which is a clear bottle, it still looks beautiful, the design and everything. So, and the amber just makes it kind of look much more special. I say amber, but it's more brown, to be honest, than it is amber.
Yeah, it's like a little like a golden brown.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. It's definitely, because I was looking at
bronze.
It's not really amber, actually. I kept saying that. I was just like, I'm looking at it like, no, it's not amber, though.
Yeah, bronze.
It looks beautiful.
Gorgeous, man. I love that bottle.
Single estate extra añejo 40% on there, so 80 proof. This is the 2021 edition here. I just poured some and I was sniffing it, but I could hold this bottle all day. Perfect bottle. Really Ocho is very underrated in their bottles. Even the regular lineup, I think those bottles just look, you can hold it by the grip like this. It's got a nice handful around. The label is clean, you can read everything on it and stuff.
Dude, I love how it's almost simplistic but also elegant at the same time.
Very elegant looking, yeah. Like I feel like obviously you can gift it because it's delicious and look at the bottle of it. Come on now, whatever. But like, and the price, but like, let's look at it, man. I feel like
it's just like super classy, dude. It's just like designed to perfection. Like, look at that. Oh man,
If you and the lady like having a dinner party and you're going to somebody's house because you got to have a dinner with someone and you needed to take them a bottle or whatever and stuff, like, look at that. Come on.
Look at that, man. Can't be
I
that.
I do not. I also can't like the inside that. Of the wood case, too, as well. It's got like this little clasp on it, like a little leather button strap.
Oh,
there.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Strap it in or whatever. So, yeah, nice. It's beautiful. I got this for $150 at SoCal Wine and Spirits. $150 is fucking fantastic. What I love about SoCal.
I was going to say, man, if the flavor matches, oh yeah, $150, yeah.
What I love about SoCal Wine and Spirits, at least at this time when I was going there, because I got a few bottles from there, they got a lot of older bottles, like, you know, back in the day ones. This is the 2021, like I was saying. So they got some bottles from like previous. That's where I found my my G4 seven barrels or six barrels, I should say. You know, that bottle been long gone or whatever, and it was hard to find. So like, you know, they don't never have them in stock, but like you go to the website, you just type in email me when notified. And when they got this one in and that in, yeah, I kind of just pulled the trigger on it just to like have it. Cause you know, I was having some of the older last year, actually, Sabor, I was having a lot of the older Ochos and Don Fulanos and like, God, they just tasted so much fucking better, or even way better than what I was used to now and stuff. So this one, man, I love holding the bottle, but you go back in the case now. You go back in the case.
Go easy, yep.
Easy to wrap up too as well. Mm-hmm. I opened it one time, sipped on it twice, whatever, put it back in there because I knew I was going to bring it out for the show as well. It was easy to sip on for what I remember. I think at the time I was probably thinking like, oh, I could give this easily a 3.5 at the time. And I was sipping on it, and I was like, man, this goes great with – I think I was having some shrimp and steak, if I'm not mistaken. So this one is aged for 3 years in ex-bourbon American oak barrels. As you can tell from that color, it's got that champagne
wine. Straight champagne.
Straight wine, white wine color right there. Yep. Nose profile comes off as sweet right off the bat, man. It's like sweet, but it's got like some dark chocolate in there too as well. That's probably added on there.
I gotta say, that's one of the lightest extra nails I've seen.
Probably so, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, it looked like a regular ass reposado.
Yeah, that's what exactly it looks like.
It looks it looks like a regular ass reposado because like we've seen some barrel aged reposados that are like darker than this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like this is like really light. Mm-hmm. Like it damn near looked like a Hoven color.
Yeah, it just about yeah.
Yeah, like that damn little like a Hoven color. That's crazy. Yeah, like, look at that.
Yeah.
That is crazy right there. Oh man. You still get those oak barrels. Oh, that's crazy how you can get all that oak in there or whatever and shit and still come out that color.
Yeah.
Get like some roasted almonds on there too as well.
Oh, okay. Nice. A little nuttiness.
Yeah, a little nuttiness. That caramel comes through as well. Like a little hint of vanilla in there. Yeah, there's like this like bell pepper chili snope nose going on, whatever in there too.
All right. Some vegetal action. All right.
Yeah, a little vegetal, you know. Agave's roasted. Get that right off the bat too as well. It's layered with a lot of dried fruits too. It's got layers of that shit, like onions, dude. But it comes off as kind of creamy too as well.
A little soft.
I don't know how to describe it. Like it's not like a beignet. I don't want to say that, but like kind of got like it's giving me like cream brulee or beignet vibe or whatever, something like that. It's hard to describe it. Like it feels like it's going to be like kind of like chewy, but coats the mouth a little bit or whatever, you know? Fuck it. Look over the nose. Oh man. Oh, those peppers. Oh man. Oh. Holy shit. Peppers came through right in the back end right there. Ooh. That chili. That roast right there came through like crazy or whatever. I wasn't expecting that. That's on the finish. You feel that shit in the heart area.
Chest.
Like, I feel it in
my chest.
It touching my heart, whatever. Okay, so that's more what I was thinking about. Like, I was like cream brulee, but I'm thinking like it's like honey. It's very like creamy-ish or whatever on the palate area. It slides really through to the finish. So it's like honey. You get those dried fruits. It's like roasted agave, creamy, like cream brulee flavor notes and stuff. The nuts are coming through too as well. Yep. Still get that nuts. I don't get much of that dark chocolate anymore though. Not even on the finish. But it's that finish is fucking everlasting though. Lord, that shit is still in my chest. It's fucking crazy looking at the color of this whenever, like, you know. I can even see off that chest, man. That comes off like a little bit higher than even 40 proof, 80 proof too as well.
Okay. A little heat.
Yeah. This does look like a really, really good perfect balance of spice and sweet though too as well. Sweet on the palate, spice on the finish. Okay, the chocolate is kind of coming through now. The more I think about it now. Once you get past that honey flavor notes, whatever and stuff, it's like layered with this chocolate dried fruit flavor as well. Almost like a chocolate covered orange or something.
Mm. Okay.
Like a chocolate covered orange or whatever. And so like, you know how people, you get those chocolate covered strawberries, mm-hmm. peaches and shit like that, whatever, like that. I get that chocolate covered orange coming right off the bat right there now. That
sounds delicious.
They actually are fucking delicious. You shouldn't be eating them, people, but they're fucking delicious, motherfucker. Like, I don't know what devil made those motherfuckers. like, you don't want me to eat the shit, why you make the motherfucker then? Like, you know, like, yeah, fuck you, I'm eating it, shit. Mm. Oh, yeah, that really comes through now. That chocolate and everything really comes through. Once you get past that honey note, once you get past the honey note, like constantly thinking about it, like, oh, that cream and everything, like, man, you get that chocolate, orange, dried fruit flavored on, like, on piled up on, like, that cream brulee, like, kind of takes over as well. So it gives it that extra cream as well in the tongue. The spiciness is still there on the back end, but that palate kind of even makes it more forgettable, too, as well, because it's so flavorful. Like, it's just, like, bursting with it on top of the tongue there. Mmm. Okay, I want to say like a little bit of cocoa too on that back end. It could be just the caramel though, a little caramel powder, if you will. But it comes off as like more cocoa though, like cocoa powder. That's interesting because at first I was gonna say, is that coffee beans? The more I thought about it, I was like, I don't think that's coffee beans or whatever. I mean, it could be. I wouldn't fucking know. It's not like there's any fucking notes on the bottle or anything like that. Yeah. Oh, damn, I can't stop looking at the bottle. That motherfucker like staring at my soul right now. Like, it really is, dude. It's beautiful. What is that, like a tree or something in the middle? Yeah, it's like, it's beautiful as shit, dude. Dude, this is really fucking good. The problem with this, though, is I guess not really a problem. 150 is not bad, honestly. I think some places at the highest I've seen is like 169, 179 or whatever and stuff. Still cheaper than Cos County's extra Añejo, by the way. Just want to put that out there. Actually, by like $50 to be honest. So, or no, that thing is $210 or $220, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, wow, that Ray Soul is cheaper than that Cos County, and they use real glass too.
And that shit is 5-6 years old.
That 10-year-old extra Añejo is the same price as the fucking Cos County's one.
That's, come on, man. Cos County's, what? Once again.
What are y'all doing?
The fuck are we talking about here? Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we doing here? You know they had a tasting in your Whole Foods in Culver City the other day. I was going to send your ass there.
I think I saw something about that.
Yeah, I was going to send your ass there to go see if they had that. The new, I was thinking, like, didn't they just come out with Jungle 2.0. Yeah, I was like, damn, didn't they just come out with a bottle? That's how much I try to look at that shit because it's too pricey or whatever. So, I was gonna say, Cody, you should go try it or go there and see if they got it. So, because I was I work in the area, so I was like, oh, I might come over there and shit real quick, but couldn't make it. So, because that's the only way I'm trying that jungle juice. It got me.
Yeah, I ain't spending money for that shit again. Fuck that.
Why won't they drop the price on that thing? I don't understand that. I would give you 80 for it right now, man.
Oh, 80 would be perfect.
I'd do 80. Yeah, I'd do like 70, 80 bucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Special release Blanco like that? Come on. Yeah.
That.
110 though. That's like, ooh. No. You couldn't even you couldn't even hit me with the solid 100. You had to go above it. You was like, yeah.
Take a little extra 10 on there.
Yeah.
Pre-tax 10.
That look you do on your face. Take that, you fucking getting that little Terrence Howard look like. Take that bicycle, bitch. He say bitch more than man, by the way. I just want to say bitch. Like, your little Pierre mustache. Like, yeah, you coming to me. I thought this brother was Puerto Rican for the long. I was like, yo, this brother's Puerto Rican.
Like, nah, I'm like, not nah. Get that escrow.
I was like, nah, that dude black. I was like, nah. I was like, he really is most chameleon black man in all of us. He has got that same look too. And I was like, why have they haven't cast this motherfucker as a mob boss yet? I'm like, I don't understand.
I'm shocked they haven't done that yet.
Perfect fucking role.
He'd be like mob boss adjacent in movies, but not the actual mob boss.
No, not the actual fucking mob boss or whatever. You know what? They bring him back Luke Cage. If you want to bring back a version of Cottonmouth or whatever and shit, just make him Cottonmouth then or whatever and shit. Yeah, do that, whatever and shit. It's like, make him like, you know what? Damn. Imagine. I'm not saying cast him. I'm just thinking of my own funny ass world. Imagine if he was Hugo Strange.
Man, Jesus Christ.
Would you not be creeped out by that motherfucker? You'd be like,
oh. A bald Terrence Howard with an Amish beard? Yes. Yes.
Operating on your ass.
I would pay top dollar to see that. Magnum fucking still in Batman's costume, too? Oh, yeah. Give me that. Yes.
Oh shit!
Running amok in Arkham Asylum. Hell yeah!
You know what? Damn! If I'm sure they did, and I just probably can't remember. They remade Scarface, didn't they?
I think they're talking about it. I don't think they've done it yet, though.
Yeah, we talking like years ago. People they were talking about it. Then, like we were talking.
I think Antoine Foucault was supposed to do something with that. No,
if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Cast Terrence Howard as Scarface.
Yeah, perfect.
Shit. Even better. He
it would be like, the modern day equivalent of that ass one. He looked just as ridiculous.
Yeah, he looked like he could be Cuban anyway. It doesn't matter. He looked like, yeah. Or make him Scarface the next Batman film. That little ventriloquist motherfucker just sitting there. He's like, you look bitch, man.
The dummy and the ventriloquist have the exact same voice.
I play both. He played both. And dummy. Yeah. Oh shit! Yeah, I easily said should have made him Silvermane. Put the word out. I want the spider dead.
This man. This is my motherfucking block, bitch.
Oh shit. The most scared I ever seen him look was in that movie he did with that Jake Gyllenhaal, that movie he did. Forgot what the fuck that movie was called now, whatever was in that house and shit. Damn. Made by that director that was on the damn, I can't remember the fucking name of it. He was always looking like he's about to cry and shit though in there. I was like, damn, Terrence, shit, this motherfucker got you spooked, dude. Like fuck was the name of that goddamn movie? It was with that director that... Did he did Sicario, if I'm not mistaken? I can't remember now what he fucking did.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Yeah, me and you was liking that director when he first... He was like, oh, this dude's getting good. And then he did that Alien movie, I think.
Denis Villeneuve,
right? Denis Villeneuve, yep, there you go. Yeah, what's that movie called? Yeah. I wanted to say
he
Get Out.
With Terrence Howard? I didn't even know that.
Was it called Get Out? I thought it was called Get Out or whatever.
Oh, wait, Terrence Howard? What, you talking about Prisoners?
It was Prisoners, yeah, right?
Terrence Howard was in that? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, it was Terrence Howard. Oh, okay. The co-star.
Oh, he was. He was. Yeah, he wasn't there. I'm sorry. Yeah, he was one of the... You told me right. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
I think it was Hugh Jackman in there. He was the neighbor.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was.
And Terrence Howard was constantly scared and shit. He was like, man, what'd you do, man?
Man. I've seen fucked up, but this is next level, man.
I think that was his first Denis Villeneuve's first movie too, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Was it? Maybe.
I don't remember. I don't remember. Now I gotta look it up now. I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah, Denis Villeneuve, he's not one of the directors. What I like him, but sometimes he be doing that Chris Nolan kind of like a little too pretentious shit. Sometimes.
He needs someone to reel his ass in.
Yeah, a little bit. But I like his movies for the most part.
I don't even, whatever the last movie I saw of his was fucking back when I was reviewing shit. So I haven't heard that name, and so that's why I couldn't remember the motherfucker.
Yeah, he does those Dune movies now.
Are those any good?
They're fine.
Oh, okay.
They're fine.
Ain't that based off a game, right?
So it's a book.
Book, that's right. I'm thinking of Dune.
Yeah, there is a game. There's a Dune game coming out.
Yeah, but
it's based on a book.
I like it fine. Dune don't interest me at all. I don't.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be your jam. I don't think I'd give a fuck. Yeah, it won't be your jam.
I don't watch a lot of shit today. I alcoholic. Right. I get drinking shit. I watch a lot of like goofy shit on fucking.
I watch this bottle right here.
This shit delicious as a motherfucker. Dude. This is really good, man. I wonder if there's a different estates too for this one as well. I have the Lolladera one. We were talking about this last time, right. People. Tequila Ocho does this thing with their where they release different estates for their Ocho Fitzgerald, and I'm sure they're going to be doing with that cognac barrel that they're releasing next week, next month, I should say, too, as well. A lot of good shit coming out in the soon to nearby future too, people, because we're on the way of the cusp of a bourbon season or barrels.
Yeah, time is upon us.
So that time when liquor starts dropping, usually for, I guess tequila is now and part of that too as well for craft beer, tequila, and whiskey. Usually kicks in around like September-ish. So I guess like movies, liquor decide to kick up a month in advance with August. So we'll probably be getting some good. You know what? I think that is cocoa. I'll just go ahead. That's got to be cocoa powder.
A little bit of that.
That definitely is cocoa dustiness. Powder. Yeah, man. Like I kept looking. Like I'm tasting this. I'm going like, man, I just want to say it's the caramel. But no, you know cocoa powder. That is definitely cocoa powder. Like, and so it's just got like this layers of chocolate in here too as well. I was getting some dark chocolate, get the caramel, cocoa powder now.
Sounds like you get a almost dessert pour almost.
It kind of comes across that way. Whatever. Like, you know, it's got that sweetness in there, but the finish is spicy though too. You don't really get too much of that sweetness. Like you could still get a hint of that cream brulee that's coming through because it's so creamy in the beginning. But it takes a back seat on the finish to the spice. It is that Powerpuff Girl syndrome. It's sugar, spice, and everything nice, you know. So, it's fucking solid as hell, man. I really it's so refined too. It's just so refined. It's really good. The problem with this is, and at 150, that's not bad actually. Whatever, it's sippable like crazy, dude. Like I could just pour this like all fucking day. It almost too. And I'm not saying it's better neither. It doesn't come across like an extra añejo. Like I'm not getting those, like you get it. Like yeah, obviously the oak and the caramel, or whatever, but like it, like all the extra añejos we've had, like, okay, the Avion I had earlier this month where I said it's not really doing anything, but it has those, you know, typical extra añejo notes or whatever. This has those notes, but it's not feeding off like an extra añejo, if that makes sense. It has like this accumulation of just a lot of things going on in it right now. And I mean that in the best way of notes too as well. Like that barrel isn't like very prominent like in most extra añejos. Like it's there, but like I think the sweetness is basically that barrel's profile. And then that spicy and peppery or whatever is like the balance of it as well too. They did a really fucking good job crafting this, because there could be a part where if this was like just too sweet, overly sweet, especially even on the finish as well, man, it could easily just run people away or whatever. But it does this really nice job of like cutting corners and hitting that 50-50 percent lineup or whatever. And it does it really well too, I must say, because whatever is your jam, whether it be the palate or finish, it kind of makes you forget about one or the other. When sipping it, if you think it's too sweet, well, hey, that spice is about to kick right in on you and make you even forget that. Or if you think it's too spicy, the sweet tends to evolve and give you all these other notes and flavors or whatever, where you kind of forget about the spice a little bit too as well. So it's constantly like just in a battle with itself, whatever. And honestly, yeah, you're right. You hit it on it. It does come off more as a dessert pour.
Nice.
Yeah, I easily sip this with a dessert here too as well. I don't feel the need to pair this with a cigar, like, because it's not giving me that, like I said, that extra añejo. If I did, it'd be a spicy cigar, something around that range or whatever and stuff, but it's not giving me those extra añejo characteristics. It's really strange, really unique too. I've never encountered an extra añejo like that. It's definitely in that conversational piece there too as well now, because of that note there.
Sounds like it's going to be kind of difficult to grade this one.
It kind of is. Like, the more I'm thinking about it, I'm like, man, like, yeah. I have my rating already, to be honest, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, I could, like, it's one of those where I could be convinced rather to go up or down. I probably couldn't be convinced to go down, actually, because of all the things that it's doing. I think it's doing way too much to degrade it down. I think it's either your jam or not your jam. Of what it's doing. I think if you're looking for those extra añejo, like that strong barrel influence, where it's like kind of like a Tres Cuatro y Cinco. I mean, what is that though, to be honest, but whatever. You're not getting that with this. You're getting something completely fucking different and kind of really caught me off guard, to be honest. That really caught me off guard. Was not expecting that. Like, I can't think of many extra añejos where I'm getting a cream brulee, cocoa powder, roasted almonds type notes and shit like that. So it's got like a lot of uniqueness into it in its own hands. And like, I was probably going to stick with my rating that I gave it when I first sipped it months ago at a 3.5. The more I talk about it though, the more I think I'm about to probably give it a last drop just from the basic characteristics. Like, it's doing so much that I'm enjoying that, like, maybe I should give it a last drop, whatever. So I am going back and forth between 3.5 and last drop, whatever. But I think I'm going to settle with the last drop just because of the uniqueness that it's offering. And at 150, I just feel the need to keep drinking it or whatever. And I don't feel like I'm taking a big loss. I'm not taking a hit or anything like that.
In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. As far as the extra añejos go, this is the cheapest one we've had so far other than the Avion. Avion's like one of the cheaper extra nails you're ever gonna fucking have. But this, I'm talking about as far as like, because Avion came off as just like, you know, regular extra nail, whatever, right? You know, as far as like high quality extra nails at this price point, 150, man, it's even cheaper than the El Tesoro Paradiso. Now, the Paradiso is really fucking great though, but yeah, it's even cheaper than that. So it is offering you something very unique and different. If you're looking for that classic extra nail, probably not this then or whatever. But man, this is doing something completely different than I didn't think extra nails can do. I didn't even notice that too. The fucking cork has like designs all over it as well. That's dope. There you
go. Oh shit, that's nice. Damn, yeah. All right. Touch of detail.
Yeah, a little touch of detail. Yeah, that's beautiful. Presentation, last drop. Price point, last drop. Can't beat 150. I don't think you're paying an extra añejo in this packaging for 150 like that. We talked about the bottle enough and stuff. That the juice is very fucking unique. Got a lot of uniqueness going on as over there. I'm actually really enjoying that so much that I'm probably gonna pour some more and go hang out in the backyard real quick, whatever. Yeah, dude, this is, man, Sunday afternoon in the backyard, dude. This got this vibe written all over. I think I said that Avion is perfect. The one you just like pour for friends and just drink like crazy. Yeah, that's what you do with friends because you don't want them drinking good shit. This is the one you and the missus just take in the back or whatever and just go chill and
that's good shit.
Ignore every fucking thing in life as you prep mentally for a Monday. So yeah, I'm gonna give that a last drop, man. I can see if someone went 3.5 too as well because of that that lack of not really being a quote unquote usual extra añejo notes, whatever stuff. They're there, but this one's doing something different and going for a different taste pattern here, ever as compared to. So I kind of give it some bonus points on that, or on trying something unique there and being actually good at it. So yeah, I'm gonna hit that with an extra añejo, and I also, a last drop, and also too, because I could easily buy another bottle of that, and I feel like sipping more of it, which I will be doing.
Yeah. That sounds like it qualifies for a last drop.
Yeah, my last there. Yeah. And I'm curious to see, too, if there's different estates on this as well, too, and if each one has their own little characteristic there. So, like I said, I have the La Ladera one, the single estate there. So, a little tree design is also awesome, too, on the bottle. But, yeah. So, that is the show there, people. Two last drops. Two last drops last week too. Well, we didn't like Tres Cuatro de Cinco. Never mind.
That show's ass. So
yeah, wasted $300. Probably Cody's pour of the year so far. So
yeah, maybe possibly.
Yeah. I'm sure like one of those in the hills will top it. You'll go back and think about it.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. Think long and hard about it.
Yeah. I gotta forget a nail a month, of course.
Of course, dude. Yeah.
Fucking month.
Yeah, exactly. So so far we got one more week left, people. Got one more week left of extra Neho. So I kind of have a feeling it's gonna be a last drop because I have something in mind of what I want to do.
Yeah, we'll see. I think this will be my first all last drop month, if I'm not mistaken. If next week pans out.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
We'll see.
That's really funny that this would be your first because damn, mm-hmm. dude, you only had 2 weeks. you couldn't knock this out. God damn. Man, that's how bad it's been to Cody. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
He worried me there when he said he ventured out or whatever. I was like, uh-oh, last time you ventured out and looked at some shit or whatever.
Yeah, not that well for me.
No, nah. It
was all bad.
And price point and everything. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No, sir. I'm glad you found that just lingering around the
shit, me too. Fuck.
The sex toy box. So,
I don't remember using. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think he labeled it Michael's Secret Juice. Wasn't that it was called in Space Jam? MJ's Space Jam Secret Juice or some shit like that. We're gonna get out of here now, folks. We went on for an hour and a half. Let's give you a little extra there and stuff like that. So we'll be back next week for the last week of extra Neho month. We have a high proof month coming up though in October. So if you like these specialty months, there will be another one popping up in high proof month part two dose. So we're keeping that as a regular thing. Might be keeping extra Neho a month too, as well, for a regular thing too. So I think we already agreed on that. So yeah, I think we did. Yeah. I can't remember, but yeah, I see no reason why not. Other than all right, likewise. Can't afford it no more. It's too goddamn pricey. Can't afford it. But I highly doubt that'd be a thing because if I had to buy any liquor throughout the whole year, if I had to pick one, especially if it came tequila, I most likely would pick an extra Neho over anything else. So yeah,
no doubt.
So yeah. With that said, though, we're going to get out of here now. I'm your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.